This story has a long history. I wrote it back about 35, 40 years ago, sent it to the Reader's Digest as an unforgettable serviceman in uniform story. It was rejected, but later on in 1983, when I was in Gallina, New Mexico High School, in Corona High School in New Mexico, I gave it as an example of what's the funniest thing that ever happened to you, so that I could then give an assignment to the students to write the funniest story that they can think of. So this is my story. Billy Morales, my best buddy on board of LST-854, and I, and for that matter the whole crew of LST-54, had been waiting 45 days to go on Liberty in Kobe, Japan, but we had been in the Korean War Zone all that time. But at last we docked in Kobe and dressed as fast as we could and walked. First thing we did is walk to the Enlisted Man's Club for a dinner of filet mignon, and my drink was gin and tonics, and for Billy, it was rum and coke. Soon after, we were on a motorized rickshaw taxi on our way to the Blue Moon nightclub, not more than a couple of miles away. We got there early to be able to pick up the nicest, best-looking dance girls around to join us. Fortunately, we did find two lovely ones that we both liked and decided somehow to let them pick us in terms of magnetic pull, quote-unquote. And it worked. Judico chose me, and Michiko chose Billy. They were flesh and blood dolls, ready to become real butterfly girls. And for them, we were sailor boy, skivvy hunchy boys. When we first sat at the table, they started talking 100 miles a minute in Japanese. And it made me realize that since I grew up in speaking both English and Spanish, I had never experienced a sensation of not understanding what was being said. They were really lively and entertaining, giggling and outright laughing as they looked at us, making it clear that they were talking about us. We naturally wanted to know what they were saying. Judico explained in good English that they were discussing our appearance and had decided that I was cute and Billy was handsome. And after that, it was like we had long known each other and were on a real hot date. With the help of a couple of quarts of Japanese lager beer, we were having the best time ever. The place started jumping and excitement grew under the blue lights as the Japanese band played to the sounds of Stan Kenton. And I morphed into Frank Sinatra, Gene Kelly, and Anchors Away, which made Judico swoon. She even refused to let the other dance girls cut in. And if anybody needed a boost of ego, it was Seaman First Class Frank Cifuentes, 19, and Green as They Come. Billy got into a touchy-touchy romantic situation as if he was having his last evening with his wife. Suddenly it occurred to him to take a look at his watch, and then he cursed and said, "We only got 20 minutes to get back to the ship." The time to say sayonara had suddenly come, and it was goodbye, baby. We have to do this again. And out we went. We looked around in disbelief because we didn't see any rickshaw and were in no condition to walk. But after a while, a rickshaw bike arrived with open-air two-seater and bumpers of a Model A Ford. The man could not have weighed much more than 100 pounds. However, he was game, and we got on and made a really good takeoff and started to feel relieved about not getting back on time. We even cheerily waved at the girls that we passed. However, we soon came to a hill, and I could see that the man was not going to make it. So I jumped off and got in the back and heroically started pushing. But way before we had gotten to the top, I ran out of breath and had to stop. And in a drunken state, I somehow decided to jump on the bumper as I had often done after pushing a Model A Ford. And I can still see it in my mind's eye, the rickshaw man flying over me. And after I pushed the seat down to the ground with Billy holding on, looking at the sky, what the heck happened? The street had been damp from an early morning rain, and since I had my summer whites on, my uniform was a mess, and we could see the women and men standing by who were looking at us, was laughing. Luckily, the driver was eager to get back on the road, and after we collectively pushed the rickshaw to the top, we got on board, and it went smoothly all the way to the ship. When we got on board, the officer of the watch looked at me and was disgusted. We had also arrived about 25 minutes late. Consequently, we were put on a report and given a captain's mast. When the captain and the executive officer heard my story, they had a good laugh and dismissed my case.